This is Defining New Media Marketing, the podcast. Your brief for insights, tips, and the future of new media marketing. Let's get started. Well, thanks for joining me here at Defining New Media as we dive into part three of the future of content. If you missed the previous two episodes or two shows on content, I'd highly suggest listening to those as they set the foundation for what we're about to talk about. And I have to apologize first that, and I got quite a few emails, and there was a couple things that that was obvious in some of the emails. And that was that I did not spend enough time in the first part of this series talking about why. Why are we talking about the future in content? Why is it important? Why is it something that should be part of your marketing mix? So I will fix that here before we move on and talk about what is the role of content and the content strategy. I'll cover more of the why. You are listening to Defining New Media, your first and last stop for new media news. You can reach me at scott@ubrandinc.com. That's S-C-O-T-T at Y-O-U-B-R-A-N-D-I-N-C.com. Or on Twitter, twitter.com/ScottScanlon. And if you haven't subscribed, I highly suggest that you subscribe. There's a subscription button there, and any feedback that you leave in iTunes is highly appreciated. So let's kind of reset for a second and talk about why is content a necessary part of your marketing mix. And this goes back to some of the things that we did talk about in the first episode, and that was media. Is that people are consuming, publishing, engaging, and creating content slash media on a continuous basis. The old form of marketing, interruption marketing, push marketing, is not as effective as it used to be. And keep in mind, I said not as effective. It's still wildly effective. For instance, there's a lot of conversation going on in the advertising world. I won't say a lot. There's conversation going on. So for instance, I'll give you a good example of this conversation around old world slash new world. The Ad Contrarian, that blog. And there's one of the latest posts that I read there referenced how television isn't getting credit for the sales that it's driving. And basically, it broke down by this. By basically, if a sale comes in on the website, that is classified as a web sale. And it actually is justification for any dollars that you spend in online digital advertising, right? Even though you have other platforms, such as a television commercial, guiding people to a website. Now, part of this is the tracking mechanism. One of the best points made in this is before the internet, when we used to run ads, direct response ads, for instance, that went to a telephone, no one gave the telephone credit for that sale. You didn't see reports that the telephone was responsible for X amount of, you know, sales. It wasn't in the advertising mix. Well, that's partially, you know, a great example. It's a really big point that traditional form of advertising, what you could consider traditional form, and I guess I hate using the traditional form. So television, radio, the interruption-based advertising still is wildly successful. Still should be part of a marketing mix. But in the world that's changing today, in the way your customer, your consumer is interacting with media, and I should make that distinction, media, not content. One of the ways to reach your audience is through a content strategy. And I'm not talking viral videos. I'm talking a highly effective content strategy that matters to them. And that's, if you ask me what is the role of content, I would tell you it's to drive sales and create leads. It's like if you're in advertising and you're doing advertising to win awards, you're in the wrong business. You need to go and be an actor. You need to go and do other stuff. By the way, you might hear a dog barking in the background. I think I've mentioned before we have a little Maltese. For whatever reason, he decides to bark every now and then. Sometimes I actually intentionally record the show when I know that he's sleeping. So hopefully that's – I probably just brought it up, so now you probably will hear it as opposed to – if I didn't bring it up, you wouldn't have heard it. But when you get back to me – not to me. There is no other way to look at it. If you're spending effort and time on content – it should be to drive sales and create leads. Now, we have to make a distinction there. The distinction is sometimes driving sales and creating leads has to do with awareness, right? Has to do with driving awareness to drive sales to create leads. You know, that's the first step in marketing is to drive awareness. But then there's also an important element here, which is retention. There's another element beyond retention, but let's just cover retention here. Retention is one of those things that it's important to reinforce a purchase decision, a brand choice, a particular reason why someone does something. And content can play a huge role in that. A content marketing strategy can play a huge role in that. In fact, we're going to cover a strategy that I think is going to be highly effective here, and it's already being put into practice, but it is a strategy I think anybody could employ on any level of their business. So when you look at it, when we just talk about the awareness and retention side, in a way, content marketing could be seen as like branding. Like having a strong, powerful brand. And in the same way that brands hold a certain form of mind share of your target audience or your target consumer or that one individual, I believe something more important happens with content. And that's time share. And not the type of things that you buy where you have to sit in the long meeting, they don't let you out until you sign your you know, sign in blood. I'm talking about timeshare of someone physically spending their time with a piece of content. And when I say a piece of content, I don't mean a viral video. That, yes, there's plenty of examples of viral videos that do increase sales. But oftentimes, these videos, these things that people create, don't add to this timeshare, this value that really should be the core focus of what you're trying to do. Yes, eyeballs are nice, but I'd rather speak to 10 people that would listen to everything I say than to speak to 1,000 in a crowded room where hardly anybody could hear me. And that's really the goal of your content marketing strategy. That's to engage your target audience. You want to enable your target audience to share and to take some ownership, because this is the strongest opportunity for you now in today's world to spread word of mouth, to get within someone's social circle, to get someone's not only appreciation but recommendation. Is your content should drive them to want to share that and take an ownership of it. You've seen this if you're on Facebook. if you're on Twitter, if you're on any social network, you've seen conversations. I'm assuming you have. But let's say you've seen conversations where people will talk about the things they just bought, or will share the things that they just bought, or share that the things that they got over the holidays. While that's not a direct driver of a content strategy, it does play a role. And in fact, I just saw before I recorded this show, someone asking whether or not they should purchase something, a device, and they linked to a Amazon.com, directly to the product. So part of this is understanding that there's multiple reasons why people share this content, why they engage with media. So the role of content is really to activate your audience, enable them to share, enable them to also consume and engage. And I'm talking high-level stuff, and we'll get into more of the details when we talk about the content strategy, right? We'll get into not only why, how, where, when, and curated, created, and all this other stuff. But it's important that we cover really these elements of what are we trying to do, right? You're not creating content for content's sake. You're creating content for an action. You're creating content to drive to something. And I don't, this is a personal opinion. All of this is personal opinion. But this is when I look out there in the conversations around content, one of the things that annoys me is content for content's sake and content for awareness. I think that there is a place for awareness sake, just strict awareness. There also is a big need to not create content that doesn't deliver results. Could be a multifaceted results. So for instance, this podcast, not only do I get to learn about the digital marketing space on a continuous basis so I can share that with you, but it also adds credibility to my company. It adds credibility when I ask someone else in our consulting practice to do content. Also helps that someone, when they're thinking about doing business with us, they can actually go and kind of get a feel of our thoughts. And I've been told quite a few times that part of the initial analysis to work with you, Brand, was they listened to a couple shows. And people realized that we really do know what we're talking about, right? Which is a big thing, especially in consulting, right? It's important that you know what you're talking about. So for this content strategy with what we do, it's kind of a dual role. I don't really use the podcast for leads. You very seldom hear me really look for leads or talk about consulting. To me, the value proposition is for a business decision. Why do I do this? It comes down to it adds credibility. It keeps us on our game. And it's content. So we continue to stay relevant. And all of those prongs, I could probably go on with 10 more things that contribute to why we do this. And it's also within our means. That's the other important element. We'll talk more about that when we talk about how do we model out a content strategy. How do we do that? Look, we're going on about 14 minutes, and I think the next section, which is covering planning and modeling, it's going to be a huge section. I think that's just going to be a show into itself. So if you could send me an email, just tell me your feedback on the show, on not only the show itself, but this content section. And the reason for that is because as I look kind of down the path and be getting some feedback, the content element of a marketing plan is going to become more and more important. And I just want to make sure that whatever I'm providing is very clear and makes sense. And I haven't left anything out. So any feedback that you can give me would be greatly appreciated. And I do look forward to seeing you in the next show, where we will talk about planning and modeling out your content strategy. Hope you have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday.